Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone. Rick Burns joins us this morning. Rick is with the Atlantic Rotary Club, and they're planning a veterans program salute coming up here next week. Rick, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. Well, you're in charge of the program at the Rotary meeting next week on November the 8th, which I guess makes life pretty easy because so close to Veterans Day. What else would you do, right?
Well, again, that was kind of the timing of the whole thing is we try to get as close to Veterans Day as we can. So we planned it for the Tuesday before because that's when we have our regularly scheduled Rotary meetings. So.
Well, you've got some special plans to bring a speaker in now next Tuesday. Who's that going to be?
Yeah, we've got CERT First Class Solutions coming in. He was part of the brigade, the Iowa National Guard Brigade, that just returned from a year's tour of duty in Afghanistan this last July, this past summer. So we're very excited about getting him in and hearing about his the things that they were able to accomplish over there and some of their experiences over there.
And he'll be just talking about just in generally what he experienced and what he saw and bring home some of those thoughts and feelings?
Yeah, this is our annual salute to veterans that we have every year. And so we thought it would be, I believe this is the largest deployment of Iowa National Guard soldiers since World War II. We sent a whole brigade of soldiers to Afghanistan here this past year, and so we thought it would be a fitting part of our program to get some of these young soldiers back to kind of give us a report of what they were able to accomplish over there and some of their experiences over there in Afghanistan.
Yeah, there are an awful lot of people just getting back here over the last several weeks, too. And we've seen a lot of those welcome home ceremonies going on here around the area. A lot of people getting back home to their families, getting back to work again, getting back to their regular lives. It's quite a change, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And I think we don't really fully appreciate the sacrifice that not only the veterans, not only the military folks, but also their families who are required to kind of pick up where the soldiers leave off and become single spouses and handle all of those things that are normally handled by two. And like I said, the families, I think, are some of the unsung heroes in these deployments.
Well, it hasn't been too long ago that you were overseas as well.
Yeah, I just returned last May from a third tour, this time to Afghanistan. I did a couple of tours to Iraq over the last 8 years. And so it's, you know, there's, I think these young soldiers coming back, I think they're going to have some really great stories to tell and show us what the quality of soldiers we have in the military now. We've got some really sharp kids and I guess some older folks like me as well who keep hanging around. But these young soldiers that go over there and they're doing some actually incredible things that they were never trained for, but they have really stepped up and taking care of the tasks at hand without, like I said, without a lot of training from the Army. So we've got some really smart kids over there, and it's exciting to see them be able to come home and get back to their lives again.
Well, and everybody's experience is going to be a little bit different. Of course, the military is legendary for the amount of training and stuff that you get, but it's really hard to train for all the variables that are there.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And again, we have some young junior enlisted folks and junior NCOs and junior officers that have actually had to go out and do an incredible amount of things, such as be mentor in governance and public works and a whole host of public health and education, a whole host of things that they may not have had a background in or may actually have had a background. And I think that's where the value of some of our Guard and Reserve folks that go over there are because they bring some civilian job skill sets to the table that are absolutely essential to some of the things that we've had to be involved with over in both Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah, in your experience, you had more than one tour. What about Sergeant First Class Lucian? Has he been over there more than once?
That I'm not sure of. Like I said, I know he's been over there the one time, but like I said, Afghanistan is still a fairly wild place right now as far as things that we're doing over there, and so I'm sure that their experiences in Afghanistan have been exciting and anxiety ridden, and all the things that go along with being in new experiences and in places where people aren't necessarily excited to see us.
Well, and it's one thing for the soldier themselves, but for the spouse and the family members that are back home, you know, it's it's no cakewalk for them either. They're always worried because they can't control anything that goes on.
Yeah, and communication oftentimes is very poor, and so you don't have daily contact, and so there's all the anxieties that come along with that. When violence spikes in certain areas, the assumption is that violence is spiking everywhere, and it may just be a very dull day for the soldier, but their family has no idea a lot of times of what's going on there. I know I left my wife with five kids in 2003, and she has, like I said, had the lion's share of the task of those deployments put on her shoulders, and did a fabulous job, as we've seen all of our spouses and families have been able to shoulder a lot of things that, the unsung heroes in a lot of these deployments.
And if memory serves correctly, and I believe it does, your last tour, you got home just shortly before Tivoli Fest. Didn't we serve Apple Skeevers together?
We certainly did. Absolutely. That's one of the big sacrifices of my deployments, is not being able to do Able Skeever every year. So, we do that every year, at least when I'm in the country, at least.
Well, it's tough sometimes to find volunteers to do a lot of the simple little chores like that in a community, but I suppose when you've been overseas seeing and doing some of the things that you've had to endure, that seems like a treat.
Yeah, and absolutely. It is fun, and it's the community here in Elkhorn is such a vibrant community that it's fun and exciting to be involved in some of those community things each year and throughout the year, actually.
You bet. Well, I know the Rotary meets every Tuesday afternoon for lunch and to have their meetings and have their presentations and things, but in this particular case, now this one is open to the public, right?
Well, this is open to veterans.
We don't
you start handing out free meals and you might get more than we bargained for, but what we want to do is we want to have those who have served in the military to come in and have a free meal and enjoy the program and be honored by the Rotary Club as they should be. And so what I would like for is to make a public invitation for those in Atlantic who have served in the military, whether recently or down the road a ways, been out of uniform for a while. We'd like to invite them to come to our Rotary meeting on Tuesday, November 8th at noon. And we'll have a meal there and a program planned out for that meeting we're having there. But again, we'd like to invite all the veterans to be in attendance at that Rotary meeting on Tuesday, November 8th. What I would like to ask is also if they could contact me, just so we know we've got enough meals prepared for everybody. I don't want anybody left out. And so if they could just contact me, my phone number is 712-249-7435, or they can contact me through my email address at bcg@metc.net.
Okay, very simple, and nothing fancy there. It's just a matter of letting them know ahead of time so they can plan for the food. But any veterans here in the Atlantic area who would like to participate in that at the Heritage House, again, that's Tuesday, November 8th from noon until 1 p.m., they'd love to have you there to enjoy the program and also to enjoy lunch.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Great. Well, we hope you have a good crowd, Rick. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with us here this morning, and thank you for your service as well.
Oh, my pleasure. And again, I've had wonderful experiences working with the Iraqis and the Afghans, and I've been well paid for my service there. But I know we've got a lot of veterans who have not had quite that experience and have been in some very tough situations. So we want to make sure that we honor all the veterans.